Greetings, this is Nigeria Anderson with UrbanBuzzMag.com, and I have Gregory Williams on the line. And Gregory, give my audience a little background about who you are and your projects that you got on deck, your new book and your new record.
Okay, hi there. And Nigeria, first of all, thanks for having me on. I appreciate you reaching out to me.
No worries.
And the listeners, I am Gregory Williams. I am the founder, leader of the group Switch from Motown, late 70s, early 80s, and also indirectly getting DeBarge off the ground as well.
All right.
And this was, again, at late 70s, early 80s, and all the way to now, we've been hanging in, doing different things. Group split up. Bobby DeBarge passed away, got the group back together in 2003, and since then, we've been working, doing live performances. And finally, after 35 years, we decided to go back in the studio and cut a new record. We released our single, I Love You More. We're hoping to do great things with that. We've been getting good feedback so far, so that was. And on that same day, I decided to finally release a book I've been working on for about 7 years. And the name of my book is Switch, DeBarge, Motown, and Me. Mm. The song, the book, they're on Amazon and iTunes and quite a few other common outlets, but more importantly, they're on my website, which is www.switchentertainmentworld.com. So you can find out who we are, what we've been doing, what we're bringing to the table today, and all about me. So please go and look for us. Thank you.
For someone in your status and caliber, I mean, just saying the barge in Motown allows me to just be like, wow, musical royalty. You mentioned the passing of Bobby DeBarge, but we are familiar with the singing of the DeBarge family and the group Switch. Everybody knows the song There'll Never Be Another Love. So being a music enthusiast like I am, and being that I can't sing, so I sit and talk to people who can and write and produce and do all that wonderful stuff and give them a platform to let other people know the great works they're doing. The music industry has changed so much. Can you just share with me before and after from your perspective in regards to music? Just the system of how music operated. Like before, we had bands, we had the Commodores, Earth, Wind & Fire, Switch. You know, you're known for having people to play instruments, who can play instruments and sing, like Aretha Franklin, who sings and can play the piano. So now, are we still looking for artists to do that? Or what? Where do you think we're at?
Well, you know something, let me say this. Creativity will forever exist.
Mm-hmm.
So that means new talents and new styles and new ideas will always come to the forefront. True artists will find their way. I mean, they find a way to be heard. They're just going to do that. It's just that simple. With my era and my genre of music, especially R&B music back in the day, yeah, you had to play.
Right.
You had to play. You had to sing. You had to be about something. But as it evolved from the 70s to the 80s into the 90s into the new millennium, rap kind of took a role and a world dominance in music and stayed. People thought it was going to be a phase.
Mm-hmm.
You know, ironically, after Switch left Motown and we did one record on Total Experience, I wound up leaving and signing, believe it or not, with Sugar Hill Records as a producer.
Wow.
So when I was at the forefront when Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five were out there, and the West Street Mob, and we had Kumo D and LL Cool J signed over there.
Wow.
And Regina Bell was being sought as an artist while her brother was over there producing. So mm-hmm. I got in on the forefront of rap as well to a large degree and watched music evolve. Sharing that to say, I paid attention to music's evolution from that point to this.
Right.
They're not doing today musically what we did. We lost a whole generation to beatboxes and drum machines back then, too.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of kids learned the hard way. They didn't have to learn an instrument to get this money and be an artist and be a good artist.
Right.
You know, so we lost a lot over that period. Even today, they haven't found their way back to it. They don't have as many great musicians as they used to. You know, it's so simple to make music now with a computer.
Right.
You know, everybody thinks they got a studio in their living room now. It's all another story. But you know what? Nothing. Absolutely nothing will beat substance and quality.
That's
and
right.
That comes from paying your dues, putting in your time, learning your craft to the ninth degree, making sure whatever makes that magic and brings that magic about, you know something about it even if you don't know it.
Right.
Don't just limit yourself. I got a drum machine and a computer and I'm making hit records. Some people are, to tell you the truth.
Right.
But the sad thing about it is that the audience is being improperly fed.
Mm.
And it's that same thing with an audience, if that's all they got to eat, they're going to eat it.
That's right. That's the answer.
Some people are still in the lab cooking. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
I, for one, believe it or not, I'm working with Native Instruments now. I have reinvented Gregory Williams. Besides Switch,
right,
I am now a new emissary for Native Instruments and all these youngsters who are doing loops and beats. I've got my own line of loops, beats, and samples.
That's all right.
The thing of it is, sweetheart, is mine are made from music.
Mm-hmm.
Mine consists of me playing a song back like I did back in the day, playing all the parts, and then cutting them up and creating samples and loops.
Wow.
And see, that gives these new artists that are seeking a platform of real music to add to their new creations.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But I'd still prefer that they learn how to play it like I do.
Mm-hmm.
Tell you what, they'll sell a whole lot more records and they'll reach you much more of an audience. And one major thing they'll do is do like I did. I co-wrote a song called I Call Your Name. I wrote a song called I Want to Be Closer. These songs still play on radio today. They came out in the 70s. They still play today.
That's right.
I don't know how many rap records you can hear that on.
You're right.
I don't know how many rap artists or producers will be able to tell you my record's still playing today. Well, I can tell you that. My record's in some kind of rotation today, for which I am thankful, not boastful, just thankful.
Right.
Okay? That's my point of view on today's creativity and yesterday's creativity.
Yeah, no, the answer I caught was, you're going to eat what people feed you. That right there almost floored me. I was like, that's the truth. Now, that is the truth. If that's what they're going to give you and you accept it, then that's what you're going to eat. But as I normally say, nothing beats the basics and nothing beats live music. I don't care how many millions you sell on a digital platform. And if we notice, when you're at the award show, you have an orchestra. So your music better figure itself out to be able to be replayed with live instruments.
For real.
Coming back with Switch from 2003 to 2019, that is just simply amazing. And I always like to see mature groups come back and I always say, spank these little kids and let them know what it really is. But what is that like for you? You know, your marketing plan, your strategy, how are the outlets or venues receiving your format of music? And did you conform a lot or are you still trying to keep the basic?
Again, I repeat my favorite word, substance and quality.
Mm-hmm.
There is substance and quality in what we created years ago, or people would not still be listening to us and loving us. So why would I go and reinvent the wheel?
My point was, I appreciate you for doing that, because sometimes I feel challenged when I hear a certain legendary artist trying to catch up, so to speak, with the new sound. Now, there's nothing wrong with that at all. Don't get me wrong. But not when I'm hearing you lose more of you. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, but how do you treat yourself like that, I think? You know what, sweetheart? This is my, excuse me, I hope you don't mind me calling you that. That's just a term of endearment that I utilize.
No worries. I'm not going to call no lawyers.
Okay, cool.
Right. No, I'm glad you cleared that up. Just be like, okay, we're not, you know, it's nothing crazy going on.
Okay. All right. Now that threw me way off. Where were we at? What was your question again?
when more seasoned artists try to compete with what's happening on the now. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. I'm just saying don't lose yourself in that.
And you know what? I find that I get more compliments about what I did and what I left behind. And that makes people curious about what I'm going to do today and what I'm going to do tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not asking me, what new did you create today?
Mm.
It'll speak for itself if you create something new. And it'll either make a statement like, my record, I Love You More, says Switch is back.
Right. That's right. It really does.
Versus it saying, what the hell happened to Switch?
You're right. You're right. And you know, when I heard it, I called you immediately because I said,
yo,
oh my goodness, this is it. we bringing back R&B. Who is this guy? And then I'm reading, you're a writer, producer, you play instruments, you orchestrate everything. I was like, oh, now that's the quality of key player I need to have on the show. This is why I do what I do, to talk to people like Gregory Williams, because without you, there would be no me, because I wouldn't have nothing to talk about.
Well, you honor me with the statement. I really appreciate it. I take that to heart, too. Thank you.
Yeah, no, I really mean it. I started listening to Switch all over again. And then when I was on YouTube and I'm looking at the reviews, people were like, yeah, they need to play it. This is still hot. So I'm just going to let you know, we're waiting for the full-fledged album. We're waiting for you guys. We're waiting.
And it's coming. And I promise you again, it's Switch.
Yeah,
We didn't go and leave who we were and what we were behind.
Right.
We want to give you the thing that people loved about us years ago, that most folks your age was made off our music.
Exactly, exactly.
So why the heck we gonna change it?
Right. I have something to say. You are able to find that it factor, okay? How do you do that? You know, how do you find the it factor? Like a Michael Jackson, a Prince, a Whitney Houston. How do you determine that someone has it to form a group like Switch? How did you know it was six members? Is it still
Absolutely.
Six members?
Actually, there's eight now. We added a couple other times. Because all six of us did so many different things, we needed more people to fill the stuff that we laid down.
Right. But how do you form a group? That's what I want to know.
In the case of Switch, mm-hmm. I had a dream, and I handpicked everybody to help me fulfill that dream.
Wow.
I envisioned what I thought would be a super group, keeping in mind that I'm talking R&B music, because I didn't have the pop dollars, actually no dollars, but, you know, being a little black kid from the inner city of Grand Rapids, Michigan, I had to create from what I had. So I had these visions, I had these dreams of when it was my turn to create what I would create. And I had been through like six, seven different bands, so I knew what made sense and what didn't.
Mm.
You know, I knew what fell apart and what kept it together. And so I picked guys based on those things, such as guys that could sing, all lead vocalists, but also knew how to step in the background and fill in.
Right.
I picked musicians, all solo, virtuoso musicians, but could also be a part of a unit. I picked guys that could do a multitude of things in life, but committed to music and was willing to make that sacrifice.
Right.
For that to be the one thing that they excelled at. I pick guys that had like minds and like temperaments.
Right.
I'm not a negative guy. I'm not a guy that curses or does drugs or drinks and spends a lot of time doing a bunch of madness. That was not to be a part of it. So
right.
I pick guys that didn't do those things, the crazy things, that could be a detriment to their lives, not to mention to my group.
Right.
Since I had the luxury of all that, I wound up picking guys that looked good, too, because I knew the faces on the album covers would make all the difference in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And fortunately, Switch was blessed to the point that our first record sold over 500,000 copies just for the album cover.
Wow. Yeah, I remember.
And sold over a million because of the music inside.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. True story. And that's what I'm saying. The basics just don't fade away. You just keep the core elements of what it takes, and it'll do what it do.
There we go. That's real.
Right.
That's okay. Blessed. Bottom line, you know, and, you know, with the magic of machinery like a Motown,
mm-hmm.
it exceeded my dreams. When they agreed to jump on board and say okay,
mm-hmm.
then it exceeded my dreams, because it rounded out all that I needed to make that happen, and it happened.
What gems did you borrow from Berry Gordy?
There are a few.
Okay.
There are a few, such as, there was one thing he repeated. He said, Greg, and he was saying this to the group,
mm-hmm.
he said, you're only as strong as your weakest link.
Mm.
Saying that to say, wherever it's weak at, everybody dive in to make it stronger and you can keep going.
Okay.
Another gem that I got from Barry is, this is business.
mm-hmm.
Okay, I learned that in quite a few different ways.
Because
when there was a little paycheck, I realized that I wasn't paying enough attention. When there was no paycheck, I realized I had been paying no attention. And when it finally came to a royalty check, I realized that it was because I was paying attention that existed. Because it was a business.
And what I love about the music that you produce, all the songs, all the lyrics are so relatable. And everybody loves a song they can sing, especially someone like me who can't sing, because you make me feel like I can sing. You know, how important is it to have valuable lyrics that can inspire someone like me?
You know what? It is extremely important. But what it is that we're storytellers.
Right.
Us that can write lyrics are storytellers. And we're going to tell that story whether you're listening or not, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But it's always special when we can put that story with a melody that you will like to sing, an uncomplicated melody that the guy with the worst voice in the world can sing in the shower.
I like
it. You will remember the stuff.
I like
it. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Because it's nothing like pretending you can sing.
And I don't mean it in a negative way, but have you heard the expression, keep it simple, stupid?
Yeah. That's an industry slogan. You know, that's in film. That's in everything. Keep it simple.
It applies to life itself.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
Don't complicate things.
That's right.
I mean, you lose people when you complicate it. You get everybody when you simplify. I want them people that sing in Z minor to be able to sing I Call Your Name.
Right.
So we wrote it that way. We gave it a beautiful melody and a simplistic lyric. I call your name when I'm in trouble, when I need your love, when I need a hug. When I think of you, I call your name.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Everybody can relate to that.
That's
because
right.
There is somebody everybody calls.
I read a comment from one of the fans that said, I open up my window, blast switch while I'm cleaning. And let me tell you, it is always great when someone can create a full album that you can play each song from beginning to end and then hit repeat.
Okay, I love that. I love that. You've done your homework.
Yeah. You know, other songs like You Fall in Love Too, or, you know, that's you and your boo song. I'm excited for Switch Return because we need some love in the air. It's so much going on, and some of the lyrics are so provocative that it makes me nervous. You know, I feel like I got to close my 8-year-old niece's ears while we're passing a Jeep that's just blasting music that has all kinds of explicit lyrics. We done switched. That used to happen after work and after 8, and now it's just 6 o'clock in the morning. I can hear something crazy.
Right?
Yeah. So
you know what? Let me tell you this. It takes as much energy to be a foul mouth, loud, inarticulate individual as it does to be someone who knows how to finesse a word and say wonderful things that fill the heart.
Mm-hmm.
It takes as much energy either way. It's just how you focus it and where you go.
True story.
And see, again, I go back to my beginnings with Switch and surrounding myself with people who think like I do,
mm-hmm.
who adore women, who respect themselves, who just to be able to play some music and tell a story.
Right.
And that's what made Switch magical. And that's what will keep it magical. And long after I'm dead and gone, there will be someone that smiles at the sound of my name and the first note of my music. And I'm so thankful for that. I could almost tear up on that.
Man, listen, it's well deserved. Gregory Williams, I'm so proud of you. I'm glad that you never quit, that you on a big comeback. And there's so much more advancement now for music to be played everywhere. So I know once everybody tunes in, it's going to be a wrap. So, and we welcome it. I know I welcome it. I'm super excited. I don't even know what else to do. It's just, I'm glad.
I appreciate you. And I appreciate you making the time to talk with me and share with me, you know, at this mm-hmm. moment, because I'm just so elated. Every day above ground is good. But those days when we can talk about the dream and the future and positive stuff, I'm always open for that. So I thank you for that opportunity.
All right. We talked about the music and the big comeback. Give us a little brief, little something about the book.
Well, the book is what we've been talking about all the way down the line. It's
okay.
My life. The name is Switch, Barge, Motown, and Me. And it starts with Switch. It starts with me telling y'all how Switch came to be. And in the course of it, I go into my life. I've come from a big family, and I love my family, and I tell folks about my family. But then I talk about, and DeBarge winds up at age 15 in my life being a part of my family as well. Mm-hmm. So I talk about that. I share that, the meetings and the intros and, you know, some of the things that we did and the challenges we met. And then I talk about Switch's years at Motown and the good things that happened there and the bad things that happened there and the crazy things that happened there. Mm-hmm. You know, and I realize some people are going to be mad at me about that book.
Oh, okay. You know,
beating nobody up or throwing nobody under the bus per se. I'm talking about Greg's life and what Greg experienced and what some of these people made me experience, good, bad, or indifferent.
Right.
And the truth of the matter, sweetheart, is I make no apology.
Okay.
I love me some Greg Williams, and at least I can look at the guy in the mirror.
Come on now.
If you got a problem with me, thank God you ain't sitting across my table, because it would be your issue, not mine.
Very good. Well said.
But bottom line, I shared a truth about Switch, DeBarge, Motown, and me.
Well, go get the book. It's available. And
sure is. On Amazon, on my website, and a few other sites. You pull it up. It should be on Border. It should be on a couple others. Switch, DeBarge, Motown, and me. In the ebook paperback. And I'm working on the audiobook right now. So those of you who want it that way, trust me, I'll have it in a month or so.
Okay, cool. And what's the website again? Let them know.
www.switchentertainmentworld.com.
All right. Well, Greg.
That sounds like a radio commercial.
I know, right? I like your voice. I'm going to call you on another note, you know, maybe do some drops.
I ain't mad at you, darling. Come on over here.
And we friends now. You my cousin now.
Okay, cool.
You're gonna use your voice for everything, drops and singing and all kinds of things. You know,
I'm actually doing some speaking engagements anyway about the book, though. But some speaking engagements, and believe it or not, sweetheart, England. There's a guy, a friend of mine. I'm waiting to talk to him in the next few. But I will be doing a radio show that comes out of England. So hopefully we'll be able to get it here or get it online.
Oh, that's great.
The name of the show is The Beat Goes On, and it's my show.
Wow. Well, you can call me. I'll come visit and be on the show or whatever you need, you know.
We will have that exchange. Look, we will support each other. I'm with you, darling.
All right. I know. I just want everybody else to know. This is how we're going to do it. This is how you get where you need to go, by connecting and being genuine and stop trying to get over on folk. All right, Gregory Williams, I appreciate you. I look forward to the book, and the single is out, and I'm waiting for that whole full-fledged album.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you again, and thanks for taking the time with me. And let's keep in touch. I want to bring the fellas back on your show.
Okay. Yes. I definitely want to talk to the whole group. We're going to do that soon.
Let's do that after this movie, because I'm sure there'll be a lot to talk about.
And I'm excited.
Okay.
Yes, sir. All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome.